This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Allegis, Adecco, Randstad, not exactly household names, but these multi-billion dollar companies play a key role in the American economy, supplying temporary workers to the Fortune 500 and more. As Sarah Gardner reports for our series with Business Insider called The Price of Profits, they're capitalizing on what you might call domestic outsourcing.
Hey, Jamie, it's Sarah calling from Randstad. I was reaching out. We got your resume out to one of our clients.
When Sarah Tinsley calls, it's a job calling. She recruits workers in the Nashville area for Randstad USA, the staffing firm that made a name for itself, supplying 16,000 temps to the 96 Olympics in Atlanta.
And if I'm not available, you can also ask for Stephanie. Thanks. Bye.
Here in Tennessee, temp workers make up almost 4% of the workforce. Nationally, it's less, but you'll find temps everywhere now. They're in factories, call centers, and corporate suites. They can be CFOs, engineers, and doctors. Jim Link is chief human resources officer for Randstad North America. He says after the recession, so-called contingency workers turned from stopgap measure to permanent corporate policy.
More and more employers began to build models of getting work accomplished through something other than a full-time employee.
Companies like using temporary labor. They can quickly staff up or down as markets change. They don't have the hassle of handling worker benefits or the costs of hiring and firing. And it allows companies to launch new projects without raising employee headcount.
I think investors, to some degree, pay attention to profit per employee.
The staffing industry is now at an all-time high. Nearly 16 million Americans worked as a temp or contractor for a staffing agency last year, $120 billion in sales. That's $13 billion more than Amazon. But it's not as lucrative a business as you might think. Steve Burcham is COO of the American Staffing Association, a trade group that represents a majority of the industry.
Profits in the staffing industry are similar to those in the grocery industry. We're talking pennies on the dollar, low single digits. So it's not an extraordinarily profitable business, but there is high volume.
Agencies typically make the most placing people in permanent jobs, but that is getting harder, says Randstad regional exec Lakita Stribling.
It used to be at a time where if the person had good work ethic and good people skills, that companies were willing to bring them in and train them. We don't see that very much at all anymore.
A catch-22 for many, since one of the best ways to update your skills is on the job. In Nashville, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
We also have an interview today with a business professor who's been tracking the temp economy. He argues public corporations are not really in the business of hiring people anymore. This is part of our week-long series called The Price of Profits. If you missed that on the air, it'll be available at marketplace.org.